I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. A few days back, I sat exhausted from work with a growling stomach. The empty shelves of my fridge weren't of any comfort either. I was too tired to cook and too bored of the regular menus of the neighboring cafes. This was the perfect moment for me to better call Shireen. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we are in conversation with Shireen Vidrohi, the founder of a bakery cum cloud kitchen called Better Call Shireen. This venture is the result of years and years of self-learning, practice, and countless hours spent in the kitchen, all fueled by Shireen's passion for food and cooking. Better Call Shireen has quickly created a niche for itself in the market, and her recipes are just loved by one and all. Apart from finger-licking traditional recipes like cinnamon buns, cupcakes, and cookies, Shireen loves experimenting with fusion food items such as ginger-flavored mango cakes and curd-flavored chocolate eclairs and whatnot. Books, cinema, and travel hold utmost importance to her. Shireen is a passionate baker and a committed worker, and I'm so happy to have you here with us for this podcast today, Shireen.
Thank you for having me here, Shruti, especially on this occasion. It's wonderful to be able to have a chat with you about my work and what I do. Yes, thank you for this opportunity.
Without further ado, let us get to the first question. So tell us something about your educational and cultural background. What led you to this field where you are today?
So I did my undergrad from Lady Shriram College, where I primarily studied history and economics, but mine was a multidisciplinary program. So I also got the chance to study a bit of English and Hindi literature, language and cultural studies, and things like conflict management and peace building. After that, I went for a master's in film studies from Ambedkar University, but I realized that academia and I weren't a good fit, and all I wanted was to cook and bake. So I've been baking since I was a kid. The kitchen has always been my happy place, and I decided to make a career out of it. I worked at Farzi Cafe, the Jaipur outlet at Farzi Cafe, for a few months. And then I started Better Call Shireen in 2020. So to answer your question, Shruti, I was just fueled by my love for the kitchen and for food. And here I am today.
That was really interesting. So would you like to run us through a day in your life? Tell us about your work, about yourself, your lifestyle. What does a regular day in your life look like?
My day actually starts with music. The first thing I do when I enter the kitchen is I decide what kind of music I want to listen to while working, because that keeps me going. And so once I've decided on the playlist for the day, that is when I move on to ticking things off my daily to-do list. What I bake, it obviously depends on the orders I have for the day. But usually there's always a big batch of brownies to be made. There's always bread dough rising somewhere. There are always buns to be made. Also, I have recently started doing weekend special meals, where I focus on a regional cuisine each week. The last time I did it was a Tamil meal. The next time it's probably going to be a Bangla meal. There might be something Parsi later in works. So, and apart from this, I'm always coming up with new additions to the menu. So there are a lot of trials to be done. There are a lot of recipes to be tested. There are a lot of final presentations to be made and changed. There are stories to be posted on the Instagram account. There are orders to be sent out. There are orders to be taken. Usually the day just goes by in doing all this, and at the end of each day, once I'm done with everything, I update the inventory, I make a to-do list for the next day, And that is how it usually goes.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Would you like to share the perks and challenges of being in this profession that you're in?
On a personal level, if I have to answer your question, I think the biggest perk would be that I'm carrying out my passion project. I am doing something I love and there's nothing else I'd rather be doing with my life. Also, another perk for me is that I'm working for myself. I never envisioned a standard 9-to-5 job for myself. That is not the kind of person I am. That is not how I think I'd ever be able to operate. So the fact that I don't have a boss over my head, the fact that the only person I'm answerable to is myself, the fact that I have no rigid hierarchical system that I have to follow in my life, those are, I think, some of the biggest perks in what I do. Plus, more than that, I have complete autonomy. I have complete creative freedom over the kind of food that I make, the kind of things that I have to put on the menu, the way I want to run my business. And that autonomy is something that I value a lot. Challenges, speaking of challenges, running a business single-handedly is not easy. It's a huge challenge. It's not easy at all. And since I do everything from buying ingredients to planning the menu to deciding on the packaging to handling social media to talking to clients to sending out orders to the actual cooking, it's a long, exhaustive list. And while doing everything by myself, it does get difficult at times, it does get challenging at times, but nobody said running a business was easy.
It's a very interesting and responsible field that you're in. Would you like to share any amusing anecdotes with our listeners?
Amusing anecdotes? Well, it's always amusing to me when people ask for made up discounts. And when I say made up discounts, I've had people come to me and ask me if I offer things like Instagram discounts or wedding discounts, birthday discounts, things of that nature. And it's actually a curious mix of infuriation and bemusement when stuff like this happens, because nobody haggles at a Starbucks. You don't go to a Starbucks and haggle. You don't go to a fancy restaurant and haggle. So, or ask for Instagram discounts. So it's just amusing to me, Shruti, when people ask for discounts from cloud kitchens and home bakers such as myself.
What would be your final words for our audience who are looking forward to building a career in this field?
My advice would be to read. I would say read as much as you can. YouTube videos and all are good. They are good enough. But when you read, you actually figure out the philosophy behind food. At least that's something I've noticed, and that's something that's worked for me. So yes, read as much as you can, practice as much as you can. Go to culinary school, go to bakery schools, go to pastry schools. Now there are a ton of good schools all over the world and in India as well. But if I were to say honestly, I don't think anything beats the real first-hand experience one gets while actually working in a professional kitchen. Once you actually figure out the ropes, once you actually see how things get done. Even classrooms are a very sanitized environment. And the real world doesn't really function that way. So I would say intern, work for free if you have to, but intern, get your hands dirty, get out there. And cooking professionally is a hard thing to do. The hours are long, the kitchens are small and cramped, the pressure is off the roof. It's really not as easy as cooking shows make it look like. When you do it for a living, baking stops becoming therapeutic. So I would say make sure you know what you're signing up for. Know what kind of baker you want to be. Have your own personal food philosophy for yourself. And be prepared to work very, very hard.
Thank you so much, Shireen, for joining us in this episode of Hear Me Out. It was so beautiful to listen to you and all the heartening insights that you shared with us. So thank you so much once again. I wish all the best to you in this brilliant venture of yours. I am Shruti, your host, and we were in conversation with Shireen Vidrohi. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe.